Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's controversial.
I'm already guessing what some of the reaction is going to be.
He's confrontational.
You're questioning the substance of the message is what you're doing right now.
Well, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
He's unflappable.
Fine. I don't care.
He's Andrew Filippone.
Here every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern.
And this is the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
Brady coming here changes the dynamic. It helps him. It helps Mike Evans. It helps Chris Godwin, all those offensive players. You can regurgitate names as much as you want. But just in general, it makes football relevant in Tampa. And it's been a long time since football has been relevant down here in a national sense. I mean, that's judged by the number of ESPN games you get or number one crew games that you get. That's set to change, man.
All right, thanks for being with us wherever you are, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart today. It's Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. We call the show the Pony Express. Filippone's the last name, Pony's the nickname, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, on Twitter, at the Pony Express. And we're on Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio. That was Rondé Barber with his brother, Tiki Barber, on Tiki and Tierney this week on CBS Sports Radio. Rondé, one of the great Tampa Bay Buccaneers of all time, won a Super Bowl there. And maybe that is the hope, the expectation, that Tom Brady will deliver a Super Bowl championship to what is actually, and this is not an opinion, this is not just a subjective thought. The Buccaneers, believe it or not, America, the worst win percentage of any NFL team. Worse than the Browns, worse than the Lions, worse than the Bengals, worse than the Jaguars. The Buccaneers have the worst percentage of any NFL team. They have 6 playoff wins in 43 years. They haven't been back to the postseason since 2007. That was the last time with John Gruden and Jeff Garcia, and they got bounced at home by the New York Giants. I know, because that was the Giants' start to their road to a Super Bowl championship, knocking off the undefeated Patriots in 07. That game has a special place for me because Jeff Garcia had tortured the Giants in the past, and I grew up a Giants fan, so I vividly remember the last time the Buccaneers were in the playoffs. And now you look at what the odds makers have done. You look at the opinions that have come out since Brady shocked the world. It's hard to do that right now, given everything that's happening in a real sense outside of sports. And Brady has done something that I think is still surreal. You know, we heard all along that there wasn't a lot of contract negotiation going on, that Brady had put his house on the market. He was moving. He was leaving New England. He was moving out of Boston. He wanted the freedom. He wanted the opportunity to explore. He made sure that the Patriots couldn't tag him. He wanted to get to free agency. We heard it. I didn't believe it necessarily. I didn't think it was actually going to come to fruition. I thought there was going to be some kind of olive branch, some kind of 11th hour Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft. The Patriots were going to beg Brady to stay, and Tom was going to, you know, come to his senses. But, you know, instead, here we are. And there are a few things about this Buccaneers-Brady marriage that I want to share with you today. I want to give you my thoughts on it. And, you know, more than ever, I'm encouraging you to call and share your opinions. I really want to hear from you today, wherever you are, whether you're at home, driving around. Our social interaction right now is limited for good reasons. I stress the social distancing thing. I'm a believer in it. I'm a believer in flattening the curve. I'm not going to get into my political thoughts or anything today, but I think it's important that we still talk to each other. And so here's a chance to do it, and we're going to go with the topic du jour, and that is Tom Brady ending up in Tampa. And for you to get into the conversation, it's simple. Just pick up the phone and call 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Ben Roethlisberger, I'm in Pittsburgh. Full disclosure, at our CBS Sports Radio studios here in Pittsburgh at 93.7 The Fan, one of our big affiliate stations. And Ben Roethlisberger, who I used to do a show with, told one of my old co-hosts in the Post-Gazette, Ron Cook, one of his allies, one of his best friends in the media business, told him this week that, you know, Brady's going to love Bruce Arians and that it's a polar opposite situation. And Ben would know about Arians because they won a Super Bowl together in 2008 with the Steelers. They maintain a close friendship. Sometimes it was too close, to be honest with you. And he knows how quarterback-friendly Arians can be, that he's a laissez-faire coach, that he's not going to put you through a grinder. He's not going to embarrass you. There are times, and it's been well reported, where Belichick would treat Brady like he was the 53rd man on the roster. Said he could find a guy at Foxborough High who could make a throw that Brady missed, would air him out in front of teammates, treated him like another guy. And Brady dealt with that for 20 years. Now he wants something different. And, you know, there's all kinds of questions about whether or not Brady's going to fit in the Bruce Arians offense. It's an offense that that accentuates quarterbacks' strengths, but it also opens them up for big hits, for a lot of injuries. And, you know, if you look at the number of sacks that have been accumulated over the years by Bruce Arians' quarterbacks, whether it's Andrew Luck or Ben Roethlisberger, we're talking about a big total. And that's because they like to push the ball downfield. Now, I think what I believe is going to happen is that Brady is going to meet Arians halfway. It's going to be like that scene from The Lady in the Tramp where they come in on the piece of spaghetti and kiss each other. And I think that's what we're going to have here. I think Arians is going to lean halfway, and I think Brady is going to have to lean halfway. I think that they're both going to be some compromises and sacrifices that get made, and I believe that they'll both be amenable to it. I think that they'll both be open to it. Brady is 43 years old, where he's going to be, and Bruce Arians is a coach that has won two NFL Head Coach of the Year awards, and his last season in Tampa at 7-9 is his worst year as an NFL head coach. So we know what Brady is. He's the greatest quarterback of all time, and we know what Arians is. He's a good head coach. His record speaks for itself. So I think you merge those two to get things together. Will Brady win in Tampa Bay? Absolutely. I think it's different from Brett Favre's 1 year with the Jets. I think it's different from Kurt Warner's 1 year with the New York Giants. Those are the last two Hall of Famers, and they needed to get to a third team in order to be successful, Favre with the Vikings and Warner with the Cardinals. I think that this one makes more sense. I think that Brady is going to end up ultimately retiring with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I feel that way for a few reasons, and some of them are actually new. Some of them have been updated. Some of my thoughts are fresh this morning. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. One of them comes in the form of a Rick Stroud. I don't know if you know him. He's a Buccaneers beat writer. He had an in-depth piece this morning about how the Buccaneers signed Brady. And there's a little anecdote in that article that affirms to me, that confirms that Brady is going to go there and be successful. And that is the story. And look, maybe the Buccaneers are spinning it one way. Who knows? But it sounds like during this process that Tom Brady did not make any kind of big demands. He didn't want control of any roster. He didn't want control of the offense. He didn't want any autonomy. He didn't want to be treated like, you know, he was super special, like he was above the rest of the team. Brady made exactly, according to the Tampa Bay newspaper, one demand. Asked for one thing from the Buccaneers. That's all he wanted, other than a contract, of course. Money was the last thing that was discussed, apparently. He said, I want one thing. And that one thing he asked for was everybody's phone number. He wanted the other 52 players' numbers. He wanted to reach out to them immediately and say, I'm your quarterback. We're going to go win. And to me, there are intangibles that come to Brady that I believe are important. I don't believe they fit for every player. I don't say this lightly. I'm not like the biggest rah-rah, yay-yay, like let's go out and win one for the Gipper chemistry guy. But I do think that Brady epitomizes, he personifies winning. He's a symbol for winning. And I think he walks into any team and immediately the culture changes. Losing is no longer tolerated. And I think that that has a trickle-down effect and makes everybody better. It makes the coaches better. It makes the assistants better. It makes the special teams players better. It makes everybody in the offense better. Brady was not a great quarterback last year. In fact, he was pretty much below average across the board. Objectively, being honest with you, he was 19th in passer rating. He was 17th in QBR. Objectively, he wasn't very good. Derek Carr objectively was better than Tom Brady last year. But there were reasons, and these aren't excuses, there were reasons why Brady struggled. Bill Belichick, the general manager, let down Tom Brady, the quarterback, last year. Julian Edelman led the league in drops. His number two wide receiver, Philip Dorsett, got benched and had one catch in the playoffs. They never found a Rob Gronkowski, not a replacement. They couldn't find a tight end, period, last year. Their center got injured. They couldn't protect Tom Brady. Sony Michel couldn't run the ball. I mean, everything they traded for Sanu was an awful deal. And with the Buccaneers, it's a shift. It's a night and day change. They don't have a pure running back yet, but I think they'll draft someone like Clyde Edwards-Helaire to catch the ball out of the backfield and be Brady's like James White or Kevin Falk in Tampa Bay. I could absolutely see them doing that. We know they have great receivers. We know they have two good tight ends. We know that the Buccaneers do one thing from an offensive line protection standpoint that makes Brady better. They're good in the interior. Their tackles aren't good. Their guards and center are. And you can get pressure on Brady up the middle. He can't move. But he's very good at sensing pressure from the outside. So I think the tackles are a work in progress, but I believe Brady will make them better. And they'll protect the inside, and they'll make sure Brady doesn't see pressure up the middle, which is the best way to get to him. Something about Bruce Arians that I think is underestimated or not really discussed enough when evaluating him as a head coach. He's had great quarterbacks, no doubt. Peyton Manning in Indianapolis as an offensive coordinator, Ben Roethlisberger as an offensive coordinator, Andrew Luck as a head coach, Carson Palmer, a former number one overall pick while with the Cardinals, and now he gets Brady. He's had excellent material. A talk show host can sound better when they are big stories, when they're easy topics, when there are things that everybody's talking about. You can just about any talk show, a competent one, can do those shows. It's when the sports calendar slows down. If you can still do a compelling show then, you're a talented person. And so Bruce Arians has gotten a lot out of a lot. But one of the things that almost never comes up, and I had to double check this to make sure it was right. Carson Palmer got injured a lot in Arizona, and people forget that. And a lot of it had to do with Arians' style, that his quarterbacks were taking hits. The backup for Arizona those years was a guy named Drew Stanton, who is your run-of-the-mill, like NFL video game Madden-generated backup quarterback. He is just your generic store brand kind of backup quarterback. Nothing special about him. Wasn't a former starter who failed. I mean, just a blah backup quarterback, about as boring of a backup as you can get. Detroit, he was terrible. Now he's in Cleveland, I think. Doesn't play or didn't play last year. When Bruce Arians had to start Drew Stanton at quarterback in Arizona, his record was 9-4. I bring that up because Bill Belichick gets plaudits, and he should. He gets universal praise for what he did with Matt Castle, for what he did having to play Garoppolo when Brady was suspended. Garoppolo was a second-round pick who's been to a Super Bowl now. Drew Stanton is just a boring, blasé backup quarterback. Arians went 9-4. So my point is, he doesn't need just great quarterbacks to win. Brady isn't great anymore. But he'll be very good as long as he has weapons and as long as he has a good head coach. Nobody is Belichick's equal, but Bruce Arians is maybe the next best thing. He is one of the 5 to 10 best coaches in the NFL. I don't have any doubt or reservations in saying that. So coming back, circling back to the whole point of this discussion this morning, will Tom Brady win in Tampa Bay? I think absolutely. I don't think it'll take long. I don't think there'll be a steep learning curve. I think the Buccaneers, generally speaking now, when something gets hyped, when there's a team on paper, when there's a team that wins the offseason like the Browns last year, I tend to zig while everyone else zags. I don't want to just fall into the group think games aren't won on paper. But this is a move I absolutely believe in. I think it's reminiscent of what happened to Peyton Manning when he first went to Denver. I think this is absolutely a position for Brady to succeed. I believe the Buccaneers will win double-digit games in 2020. I think they'll have a home playoff game. I think they'll win the NFC South. I believe they'll be better than the New Orleans Saints. And I think they'll compete for a Super Bowl. I think they'll get to bare minimum the NFC Championship game. That Brady will get back to his old kind of comfort zone, at least in the championship game, division championships, putting up pretty good numbers offensively, showing that he is still fending off Father Time and doing it in a new place. So I think the marriage will work, and I don't think it's going to take them, you know, they don't have time. I don't think it's going to take much, though, for them to figure it out together. You've got a very good coach, and you've got an all-time great quarterback who has eroding skills, but still enough to get it done. So what do you think, America? Will Tom Brady win in Tampa Bay? Do you think this story has a happy ending for Tom Brady after leaving New England? Do you think he has a second chapter in him? Some guys, some all-time great quarterbacks have left their teams, and it was sad. It was depressing to watch them in a new place. Others have found success in a new destination with a new team. And I want to know where you come down on Brady. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. My name's Andrew Filippone. The show is called The Pony Express. I'd love to take your calls on Tom Brady next. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone on CBS Sports Radio.
Coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Andrew Filippone, Anthony Pierno, and Ryan Hickey are producing today's program as we're with you throughout it all. And we're talking about what is the biggest story in sports right now, Tom Brady going to Tampa, the Patriots, putting out a thank you ad in the Tampa Times today, wishing Brady well in Tampa. Story coming out behind the scenes, how Brady ended up in Tampa Bay, already showing leadership, said he wanted every single Buccaneers player's phone number so we could text them and call them and tell them he was ready to go and ready to lead them back to the playoffs and more in 2020. And we're talking about just how you think Brady will do. Do you see him getting back to an all-pro level in Tampa Bay? Do you see the Arians-Brady relationship flourishing? Do you see Brady putting up huge numbers? Do you see the Buccaneers ending their long playoff drought? Do you see the Buccaneers getting to the Super Bowl? Do you think they can win a championship in the next 2 years with Tom Brady at quarterback? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 is our number. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. He's got 2 1,000-yard receivers. You're hard-pressed. If you go around and you look at the NFL, find me a team with a better 1-2 punch at wide receiver than the Bucs with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Evans is 6 for 6. 6 years in the NFL, 6 1,000-yard receiving seasons. Godwin had a breakout year last year. O.J. Howard has been an underachiever. He gets a new lease on life, I think, with Brady. I mean, Winston turned it over, if you count lost fumbles, 35 times. The Buccaneers' defense gave up 112 points off turnovers last year. Think about that. 112 points off turnovers. You know Brady's not going to do that. And there are stats out there that show you that Brady last year was dealing with an offense that had wide receivers receiving targets who could not get open. He led the league, Tom Brady led the league in tight window completions. So somebody from NFL Next Generation Stats, their laboratory of analysts, went back and watched every quarterback last year and decided, and there's got to be some subjectivity here in terms of what's open and what isn't, but tight window when guys were covered and the quarterback still threw the ball and made the play, Brady led the league in that stat last year. Nothing came easy, which was such a far cry from the past because watching the Patriots offense, I mean, it would be death by a thousand paper cuts. They would dink and dunk you down the field, and Brady would, every throw looked like it was easy. And that's about their preparation and scheming and game planning. They could make offensive football look easy. It wasn't. It was a monumental task last year that Belichick, Josh McDaniels, and Brady couldn't overcome their lack of talent at the skill positions. So now he's got a ton of it. Now he's got a really good offensive coach. He's old. He's going to try to win at 43. That would be unprecedented. But I think he's got all the tools to do it. I think he's in the right environment. And I think overall, the Patriots are still the gold standard franchise. But the Buccaneers, because of the people they've brought in now, are not really that far off. Because Arian's been a winner everywhere he's been. And he's coached great quarterbacks, and he's won with bad quarterbacks too. So I'm expecting double-digit wins. I think the Buccaneers are better than the Saints. I'm predicting them to win the NFC South. How about you? 855-212-4227. Here is Russell in Atlanta on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Russell.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey.
So I'm going to be pretty objective here. As a lifelong Falcons fan, I'm going to put my bias aside. I heard all of your points. I do feel like Brady will have some sort of success there. I picked them to get 9 wins and make that last of the playoff spot. I don't think they're going to win the NFC South. They probably will finish ahead of the Falcons. I think they will have some sort of success.
So let me just stop you for a second there. So you think that Brady is going to do worse in Tampa than he did in New England last year?
No, I think he'll perform well. I just feel
they won what? 11? They won 11 games in New England last year, and now you're saying they're going to win 5.
I personally feel like the Patriots are going to be a better. The Patriots, the culture that they have, and their team that they have, and Bill Belichick, the coach. I feel like that still has a lot to do with it. And at the end
12
of the day,
wins, by the way, with New England last year, not 11, 12. So you think he's going to go from 12 wins down to 9?
I think he's going to bring the Buccaneers up from 7 wins to 9 wins.
So he's only 2 wins better than Jameis?
In my personal opinion, I feel like he's worth 2 games. I'm not going to disrespect him. He's still the GOAT. But like you said, in the great points that you made just now, Cleveland was being hyped. That Eagles team, the super team that they had, was being hyped. Games are won on paper.
I don't disagree with you on that. But look at who those teams were quarterbacked by.
Are you referring to the Browns and the super team Eagles?
Yes.
Baker Mayfield? I mean, people were pretty bullish on Baker this past year. I had a lot of people picking him to win the MVP.
That's a lot of people, but you know, that's not me or you.
That's true. I personally just have to see it. I do think he's worth at least. I know Vegas, just before I made my prediction, Vegas put the over-under for their wins at 9. I wouldn't be surprised if they had got the 10.
Man, I got to tell you what, and you can say, and thank you for calling. I'd love to talk to people because I haven't been doing a lot of that other than conversations with my wife the last 2 days. And she's not really interested in breaking down the Buccaneers roster. So this is kind of cathartic in a way. I think it would be a massive disappointment if the Buccaneers go 9-7. That's Brady's worst year. His worst season as a starting quarterback was 2002. New England went 9-7 and actually missed the playoffs the year after they won the Super Bowl. 9-7? If the Buccaneers go 9-7, what would that mean? That the defense was terrible? That Brady just continued on just a very average... Actually, it would be, a downward trajectory. So he had nobody. He had Julian Edelman, who led the league in drops. No tight end. Sony Michel averaging 3.7 yards per carry. Mohamed Sanu, a terrible trade by Belichick. And he still went 12-4. And our first caller up says he's got all these weapons. And he's going to go from 12 wins down to 9. I mean, indirectly, what you're saying there is that you think you don't think Brady has the potential. A great quarterback is not going to go 9-7 with the weapons they have there. I don't think a very good quarterback. They went 7-9, and Winston had 30 picks and 5 lost fumbles. You're telling me if Brady cuts it down to 10 interceptions and let's say 2 fumbles, 12 turnovers, the Buccaneers are going to go from 7-9? They were 7-7 14 games through last season. I would be shocked with a capital S if the Buccaneers don't win double-digit games. How about you? What is success for Brady in Tampa? I think anything short of the NFC Championship game is going to be a disappointment. How about you? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. On Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio. I'm on Twitter, at The Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Hey, tons of ways you can listen to us right now. These are ever-changing, rapidly changing times, fluid times. Go download the radio.com app. You'll be able to listen to it wherever you are. On your iPhone, your tablet, your smart speaker, and it's free to listen to us there. Radio.com app. CBS Sports Radio is there. Give you a chance to get your sports fix. And right now we're talking about Tom Brady. His only request, he told, according to Rick Stroud, Buccaneers beat writer, his only request when talking with Bruce Arians and the GM down there was everybody's phone number so we could get in touch with them and let them know how excited and how pumped he was for the fresh start. Didn't ask for Godwin's number 12. Money was the last thing that came up in the conversation, and had gone back and watched Buccaneers games, knew everything there was to know about the Arians offense. I'm convinced he's going to win there, and I think they will compete for a Super Bowl in 2020, and I want to know what you think at 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filipponi. It's The Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Filipponi is back on CBS Sports Radio.
Given everything that's going on in the world, good idea to download the radio.com app. Can listen at cbssportsradio.com. There are plenty of places to listen. You don't have to be in your car. We love when you support our local affiliates, AM and FM, SiriusXM Channel 206, but there are different ways to listen given everything that's going on right now. 855-212-4227 is the number. We're talking about Tom Brady in Tampa. Will he win there? What kind of success will Brady have in Tampa Bay? I think he'll compete for the MVP award in 2020. You know, I think he looked, and hey, a picture says 1,000 words. I think just the picture of him in his kitchen signing the contract, the smile on his face, He is revved up to get out of New England. And I think the way the Patriots organization, the Patriots way, I think it probably wore on him and beats you down after 2 decades. He's ready to do things differently. I think he's ready to prove that the kind of militant style of the Patriots, that there are different ways to win in the NFL. You can have a loose atmosphere. You can want to win. But the coach doesn't need to be like a taskmaster or a totalitarian for it to work. As I don't think Brady wants to cut corners and get away with bloody murder. But I think he just wants a coach that will help him out, that will give him, obviously, advice and everything else. Like, I don't think he wants to be entirely left alone. But there's a big difference between, a stark contrast between Bruce Arians and Bill Belichick. And both are Coach of the Year winners. They're both really good coaches. Belichick, the greatest of all time. Arians is pretty good, too. Belichick is old school. Arians is new school. Arians is player's coach. Belichick isn't. Both styles work, and I think Brady, after 20 years, is excited. I think it's a breath of fresh air to go to a new way, to kind of have a new philosophy. I mean, Brady is going to set the standard. He demands winning. And I think it's going to work out fine for him. I believe that the Buccaneers are going to win double-digit games and compete for a Super Bowl in year one. What do you think? 855-212-4227. Here's Larry in Texas on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Larry.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
All right, hey, I was just comparing this Brady deal to Tampa Bay as back when the 49ers and the Cowboys had great offenses, but they needed that one thing, and they got Deion Sanders, who took half the field away. They won 2 Super Bowls. I think Brady could do the same at Tampa Bay. I just need that one thing. I think he might be it to put a little more spring in their step.
Well, they need a quarterback that isn't reckless, and Brady is not that. He's not like a game manager. He's not super conservative, but he more often than not makes a good decision with the ball. They need someone who makes decent decisions. That would be an upgrade. Jameis Winston was reckless. Jameis Winston cost the Buccaneers games. He could win you a game. He was a coin flip quarterback. I mean, it was play to play with him. You know, he could have an unbelievable throw, and then the next play, it was just like a mind-numbingly bad decision. And if he dropped back to throw 40 times, he'd have 20 brilliant throws and 20 head-scratching throws in a game. I mean, that's just what he was. There are average quarterbacks. Some of them are like Andy Dalton that just kind of are pretty consistent at being average. You know, Alex Smith, I think, is another one of those guys that just kind of find a way to be okay. They don't really blow you away. And Jameis Winston is average with huge peaks and valleys. And I think that that's, for a coach, more stressful than coaching a Dalton or an Alex Smith. At least with those guys, you know what to expect. It's easier to game plan that than it is Jameis. Here's Anthony in Mississippi on Tom Brady. Hi, Anthony. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing today? How you doing today?
Hey.
Normally, I don't call in, but when you made the comment about Brady winning the NFC South, I just had to call in. I'm a New Orleans native and a Saints fan.
Yep.
Brady's coming to a division. It ain't like his division he came from. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know if I do. What do you mean?
When the last time the Bills were good?
Last year?
Miami was good?
Last time
were the Jets good?
Well, did you know, Buffalo won double-digit games last year?
Yeah, but Buffalo's going to be Buffalo. And that's because Brady was declining. He was on a decline. When he was on in his prime, when he was the Tom Brady, everybody thinks he still is, Buffalo wasn't winning anything.
Well, okay, but that, like, but you didn't say that. You said last year, and last year the Bills were a good football team.
Yeah, they were pretty good last year, and Brady struggled last year as well.
Yeah, and they still went 12-4.
Yeah, but they're weak. That's why. AFC is weak.
The whole conference is weak now?
No, Brady's division was weak. All you have to do is win the division to get into the playoffs.
Well, let me ask you a question. What was the NFC South last year? How many winning teams were in the division?
Eight. My team was. That's the only
What's
team
that?
I cared about. My team was. That's the
yeah,
only
I know.
I
but you didn't start the call by saying the Saints were good. You said that the NFC South is different. And I'm asking you how many.
The NFC South is different now.
Well, how many winning teams were in the division?
The NFC South has Teddy Bridgewater now. He's going to do a.
Anthony, the Carolina Panthers lost eight straight games last year, and they finished 5-11, and they lost Luke Kuechly.
With a backup quarterback.
Okay. What were they with Cam Newton?
Teddy Bridgewater is way better than a quarterback they had in Carolina.
He's better than Cam Newton?
He's better than an 80% Cam Newton. Yes, he is.
Okay. All right. I mean... The NFC South had one team with a winning record last year. Let's not make it out to be the most competitive division of all time. I get it. There's not, like, a terrible quarterback in the division now. But I think Teddy Bridgewater is very, very overrated. He went 5-0 as a starting quarterback last year. Congratulations. We've seen below-average quarterbacks play solid football for four or five-game stretch before. That's nothing new. I don't get the Bridgewater hype whatsoever. I think Carolina's going to be bad next year. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be. Rookie head coach, college head coach, quarterback that hasn't started 16 games in years. I don't get it. I think the Saints will be fine. I don't think they'll be 14-2 good. Here's Joey in Virginia on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Joey.
Hi, Andrew. How's it going?
Not too bad.
So it seems like there's a couple callers already that's kind of been in disagreement with you by a lot, but I'm actually in complete agreement with you for about 95% of it. I think, obviously, with the skill set and the players Tampa Bay has, I could easily see Tampa Bay going 13-3, maybe even 14-2. And I feel like one of the things people are forgetting about is Tom Brady's leaving a AFC North or no AFC East where typically it's cold all year round. Tom Brady's now going to a warm weather stadium in Tampa Bay, and he also plays in domes against his division rivals in the conference in the dome. So weather wouldn't be a factor. And I know as you get older, your arm is less, your strength goes down. So I think a lot of things for Tom Brady will help him. I do think that San Francisco or New Orleans in a playoff game, especially if the Saints and Bucks play three times in one year, if they meet in the playoffs. I think they could at least make the NFC Championship. I'm neglecting to say Super Bowl, but I do agree with you. I think they're going to be a really good team.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to say that Brady has shown signs of age, you have to be honest with yourself, and you can't have it both ways, and you need to say the same thing about Drew Brees, who's also in his 40s now. I mean, the Saints have lost home playoff games in back-to-back seasons. And I get it. Like, they got robbed against the Rams. They also had overtime to win that game and breeze through an interception. And last year, what's the excuse for getting beat by Minnesota at home? Allowing Kirk Cousins to win his first playoff game. Letting him come into your house where it's supposed to be impossible to win and winning that game. What's the excuse there? I think the numbers back it up. Brady didn't drop off a cliff physically last year. He didn't have good players to throw the ball to. You know, I think your eye test would tell you Phillip Rivers lost a lot last year. If the fastball was 95 in 2018, he was throwing 89 last year. He looked shot. He looked shaken. I don't think he's going to work in Indianapolis at all.
I think the Colts made a very bad decision. I generally trust that organization. I think they're, you know, just making I think Jim Irsay might have gotten involved there. I know that the Reich connection and the offensive coordinator, but I don't see a big upgrade from Brissett to Rivers at this point in Phillips' career. And I think we saw him look like an ancient kind of fossil dinosaur quarterback last year. I didn't feel that way about Brady. I think it was more about the players around him. And Bill Belichick, you know, usually can move the chess pieces around pretty good and cover up for players' weaknesses. But, you know, as the general manager, Bill Belichick, pushed the wrong buttons. The wide receiver they drafted from Arizona State, Henry, terrible. Sanu, trade, terrible. Dorsett, trade with Indy, terrible. Edelman, old. No tight ends. They had no plan B on Rob Gronkowski. Their center got injured. And for Brady, up the middle, interior offensive line talent is important. So I think it's an upgrade. It's no question from a weapon standpoint. And I think Bruce Arians is a better offensive coach than Josh McDaniels. So as long as the Tampa Bay defense can pick up its game, and I think there's reason to believe they can, because they're not going to have a quarterback who turns it over 35 times next year. They're not going to get put in situations where, you know, they've got short fields because their quarterback made a boneheaded decision. So we're going to continue to talk here about the NFL offseason. First week of free agency in the books. Was your team a winner? Was your team a loser? Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Will it work? Will they compete for Super Bowls? 855-212-4CBS. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.